Upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 32. Those Who Must Fight.
Pay attention, Recruit Applejack!
Infantry Captain Ironjaw's sharp reprimand caught Applejack like a whiplash. She nearly jumped and turned to look at him, only to remember that Two Colt was currently trying to leave some hoof prints on her face. She jumped back in time to avoid a couple of hoof strikes, one of them narrowly missing her nose. Two Colt looked at her in puzzlement as he continued to charge and attack.
What's the matter?
Two Colt asked in annoyance.
That's the third time you've been distracted. If you won't take this seriously, then I really am going to break your face.
Sorry, Applejack said sheepishly. I'm serious this time. The two of them clashed heads and then tried to push the other back. Two Colt was slightly bigger than Applejack, but she didn't give a single inch. All around them, the sounds of fighting filled the air. Ironjaw had split them into pairs and ordered them to spar as part of their training. He stood at the center of the fighting, calling out glaring mistakes and giving tips. Several older members were also roaming about, making sure that no pony got seriously injured, as well as making corrections. While they were expected to do their part during battles, the new recruits still had training to do during the lulls of the siege, such as the one they were in at the moment.
All right, that's enough, Ironjaw barked. Fall in!
The noon sun was already shining when he gave the order. He had his platoon start training in the early morning with breakfast barely settling in their stomachs. Now the growling in their guts signaled for lunch.
Get to the mess hall and quiet those guts. The rest of the afternoon will be for marching drills.
Applejack groaned inwardly as the platoon made its way to the mess hall. She didn't like marching drills. She didn't even understand why it was so important to know so many formations and how to stay in them. Still, she was glad for the break. Lunch wasn't much to look ahead to either. A bowl of plains grass, some D-grade winter moss, and water waited for them. Applejack munched away stoically, trying to remember the last time she had an apple, or any fruit for that matter. As she set her glass down, however, she noticed what appeared to be a small cupcake next to her bowl. A little suspicious, she looked around to see if the others had one. They didn't. She gave the piece of pastry a tentative sniff and took a bite. She found it quite sweet and still a little warm. The small bits of apple in it almost brought tears to her eyes. The cupcake felt like an apology for the rather bland meal, an apology that she was more than willing to accept. She looked around again, wondering how the cupcake got there. She found her answer by the far end of the mess hall. By the entrance to the kitchen, Pinkie Pie was looking over at her, waving excitedly. With a smile, Applejack waved back.
Guess it pays to have friends over at Logistics, Two Colt said.
Suddenly embarrassed, Applejack put her hoof down and looked around to see if anybody else had noticed that. To her relief, only Two Colt seemed to have noticed.
You can have a bite if you'd like, she said.
She offered the half-eaten cupcake to him.
No thanks, Two Colt replied. It's already too small for you alone.
With a shrug, Applejack finished the cupcake with one more bite before washing it down with water.
So what's wrong? Two Colt asked. You've been out of it all morning.
Huh?
And there it is again.
Sorry, I was just thinking.
Well, thanks for telling me that much. Mind telling me more? Maybe if you get it off your chest, Ironjaw can stop calling you out.
Applejack hesitated a bit. Two Colt had been a good friend to her ever since she joined infantry. Surely there was no harm in telling him. Besides, he was probably right. She needed to talk to some pony. The problem was she just didn't know how to talk about what was bothering her. Her mind went back to what happened that morning. She had awoken to find Twilight sitting by a desk and reading one of her books. Normally this would be an innocuous scene. Finding Twilight with her face buried in a book was about as strange as looking up and finding the sky. Finding Twilight reading a book while bound up in fresh bandages and with her face swollen and bruised, on the other hoof, was another story. It didn't stop there. There was no disturbing Twilight. Not good mornings, not questions about what happened, nothing. She looked so focused that Applejack was afraid of going over to nudge her. And then there was Rainbow Dash. Something had come over her ever since her earlier outburst after the first Wolven attack on Bastion City. The change wasn't spectacular, or even physical. It just felt that Rainbow seemed more distant and more eager to get out and get back to training. Their exchange that morning made it clear that something was wrong.
Hey, RD, got a minute?
Not really. I have to go, Applejack. The flight captain's gonna kick my flank if I'm late.
Let's talk about what happened the other day.
Look, the past is the past, all right? Stop getting all touchy-feely over every little thing.
Rainbow had flown out after that. Applejack could only hope that it was because Rainbow thought that her new flight was cool, and not because of some other sinister reason. That Fluttershy, Rarity, Pinky, and Spike were doing well so far was a welcome relief. Perhaps being away from the front lines helped. "I'm worrying about some of my friends," she finally decided to answer. "What happened?" Tucolt asked. He set down his empty bowl. "Are they hurt?" "Well, Twilight's looking pretty hurt. Crazy Philly's making a habit of it, too. I heard she took on some raiding Wolven infiltrators yesterday. That fire over the west section of the city could have been worse if it wasn't for her and Vanguard Clash."
"Darn it, Tucolt! How are you getting all these stories? Do you go around every morning picking up gossip?"
"I've got a good ear for these things. Looks like Twilight Sparkle is racking up the heroics."
"Yep. I'd be happy for her if I could be happy about what it takes to do some heroics out here."
Tucolt finished the last of his winter moss and looked at her.
"So what's this about?" he asked. "You don't like that she's doing so well?"
"No, it's just... darn it. I'm no good at this. It's just that she's changing. Rainbow, too. The scary part is that I think I'm changing as well."
"You can't have possibly expected to stay the same as the pony you were in the Heartland when you ended up here."
Applejack finished off the rest of her water morosely.
"I know that," she answered. "But all of us came here so we can stay together. What's the point of that if we just fall apart now?"
"Maybe it's not as bad as you make it out to be," Tucolt said, trying to placate her. "How long has it been since you've been here anyway? Give yourselves time to settle down."
Applejack exhaled and stood up. Lunch was finished, and the rest of the platoon was heading out.
"I hope you're right, Tucolt," she said.
As the platoon made their way back to the training grounds, Applejack noticed what appeared to be a commotion over at a distance. She nudged Tucolt and pointed towards the gathered ponies.
"What's going on over there?" she asked.
"That's the Unicorn Mage training area," Tucolt said.
"They're doing sparring too. Some pony must be putting on a show." Suddenly concerned, Applejack galloped over.
"Let's take a look," she called after Tucolt. "We're going to get in trouble for this,"
Tucolt called after her.
"Oh, what the hey,"
he muttered. He galloped over as well. The Unicorn Mage training ground was similar to the one that Applejack's platoon used. It had large wide-open spaces and dummies for target practice. The scorch marks on the ground, however, made sure that no pony mistook it as anything else but a place to practice spells. Applejack and Tucolt forced themselves into the crowd of unicorns to take a look. While Tucolt tried to squeeze into every available opening and apologize to any pony he accidentally shoved or whose hoof he stepped on, Applejack rammed her way in with a sense of urgency. She looked around the crowd of unicorns to see if she could find Twilight, but was met with no success. That meant that her friend was the center of attention of a crowd once more. The memory of the last time that happened was still fresh in her mind. She swore that if she saw Twilight tied to a post again, she was rushing to stop it, Prince Dorado's orders or not. They made it to the front of the crowd to find two unicorns squaring off in a magical sparring area. One of them was a red-coated unicorn mare with a fluffy, bright pink mane. She looked slightly older than Applejack. The other one was Twilight Sparkle. Applejack had to look a little more closely to make sure. The mage coat hid the pony's flank, making it impossible to tell if there was a cutie mark or not. The purple coat and striped mane was definitely Twilight's. But something else made her hesitate in identifying her friend. It was the eyes. The pony's face was swollen and beat up just like Twilight's face this morning. Some of the swelling had gone down, letting her see with ease. This pony's eyes focused on her target with an intensity that Applejack had never seen in any pony. These were eyes that didn't see the gathered crowd, only her opponent, and every opportunity available to defeat her. Her lips were pressed in a thin, grim line, as her horn flashed with magic again and again. The other unicorn was dodging for her life while bolts of purple energy flew from her opponent. Two of the bolts missed and struck the ground heavily. A third one pounded her back with the force of some pony's kick. Before she collapsed, the unicorn fired several bolts of pink energy from her horn. They flew straight towards her opponent, only to fizzle when an enormous purple wall flashed in front of their target, absorbing them.
"Even cloud free," one of the unicorns next to Applejack said. "Damn, that Twilight's kicking a lot of flank.
I don't know what happened yesterday, but she's really on a tear now,"
another nearby unicorn replied.
"She's already proven that she's the strongest recruit, and she's just beaten her first senior mage."
The name the unicorns used confirmed it. This was Twilight Sparkle. As Applejack shifted her attention to the crowd, she noticed a familiar black-barded pony watching.
Vanguard!
She called out. Vanguard Clash noticed her and motioned for her to come closer. She did so, with Two Colt behind her.
What are you two doing here?
He asked sternly.
Don't you have training of your own?
We saw the commotion, and we just thought we'd check,
Applejack replied.
Oh, so it's we now,
Two Colt muttered.
You're being a fuss bucket again, Two Colt. You're here too, aren't you?
Two Colt sighed.
Yes, he said in resignation. I'm here too.
So what in tarnation is going on here, Vanguard?
It started out as your typical sparring training,
Vanguard replied.
Well, that's what Mage Captain Owlsight told me. Apparently, Twilight trounced her sparring partner in a couple of minutes, and then repeated that result for the next two who gave it a shot. One of the senior unicorn magi thought that the chosen recruit was acting too high and mighty, and challenged her. You just saw how that ended.
Applejack watched as Twilight let out a long exhale, and then dusted her hoofs. Some of the recruits were cheering, while the others simply watched her warily. Twilight didn't look happy with her victory. The way she paced around, Applejack wondered if she was waiting for the next one to step up. No pony did, however. Applejack spotted Mage Captain Owlsight, who looked ready to step in.
That looks fun!
Some pony yelled from the crowd.
May I go next?
The crowd of unicorns parted to reveal the pony who had just shouted. It was another unicorn mare. This one had a dark blue coat, with a deep purple mane and ringlets.
Night canter,
Applejack heard Vanguard say in exasperation.
Of all the times.
Who's Night Canter?
Applejack asked.
That's Special Operations Captain, Night Canter to us,
Two Colt said. Mage Captain Owlsight walked over to Night Canter. The two of them started talking, but Applejack couldn't hear what the conversation was about. Eventually, Owlsight allowed Night Canter to step into the sparring ground against Twilight, who looked ready for another round. Night Canter then looked over to Vanguard and winked.
You gotta stop this, Applejack told Vanguard. Twilight's awesome and all, but she's not ready to take on a captain, especially not with her face still like that.
Vanguard was quiet for a while before answering.
I'd stop her, he said. But then I'd have two angry unicorn mares to deal with.
He turned his attention back to Twilight. Applejack did the same, and then realized why Vanguard had answered her that way. Twilight looked ready and eager. She wanted this. The two unicorns squared off. While Twilight had a serious look on her face, Night Canter had a confident smile. Their horns flashed with magic at the exact same time, followed by cheers from the gathered unicorns, and then the spar was in earnest. A bolt of purple lightning erupted from Twilight's horn and streaked towards Night Canter. Applejack nearly jumped at the sight. That was fast, and that bolt looked dangerous. Twilight was trying to get the jump on Night Canter with a ridiculously fast spell right off the bat. Night Canter had not been caught off guard, however. She jumped to the side, narrowly dodging the bolt, and then cast her spell. A globe of darkness enveloped Twilight, making it impossible to see what had happened to her. As quickly as it had appeared, the globe of blackness dispersed like fog. Twilight's horn shone with bright light as she emerged from the darkness.
Did you see that?
Vanguard suddenly asked Applejack.
See what? Applejack asked in return. Twilight being amazing?
Night Canter casting another spell as soon as Twilight used a daylight spell to disperse her darkness. She timed it so that the bright light hid the flash from her horn.
I didn't see her cast anything. Besides, I don't see anything else happening.
Neither does Twilight. That means she just lost.
What are you talking about? Applejack asked with a frown. They look evenly matched to me.
It looks that way to Twilight, too,
Vanguard replied.
But looking doesn't get you far against a pony like Night Canter.
A barrage of tiny energy bolts, each one the size of a small apple, flew from Twilight, forcing Night Canter to gallop about, dodging them. They struck the ground with the force of hurled rocks and kept on coming. Twilight had concentrated on a sustained offensive to keep her opponent from retaliating while wearing her out. It seemed to be working. Night Canter was no longer smiling as she continued to dodge. Applejack could only wait until the inevitable happened. Sure enough, it was a panting Night Canter who stood in the middle of the sparring grounds with bolts of energy coming at her from all directions. The bolts struck simultaneously, only for all of them to pass right through their target. They struck the ground all around her as if she was made up of nothing but air. Night Canter simply stood there, grinning sheepishly. There were gasps of surprise coming from the crowd. Applejack saw Mage Captain Owlsight shake his head in disappointment. That was when Night Canter simply faded into nothingness, Puzzled, Applejack blinked several times to check if her eyes were playing tricks, and then looked around. Twilight ran forward to look around as well. Another moment passed, and Nightcanter seemed to appear out of thin air, right next to her. The dark blue unicorn draped a foreleg over Twilight's neck and said something before patting her on the shoulder and walking away.
"What'd she say?" Applejack asked in awe.
"She said, 'Checkmate,'"
Vanguard said.
"She usually follows that up by slicing your throat out. Like I said, Twilight lost the moment she failed to notice that last spell cast."
The gathered unicorns began to disperse. From the way they talked, they hadn't had lunch yet. Nightcanter walked over to Vanguard and brushed against him.
"Did you like what you saw?"
"You went too far, Captain Nightcanter,"
Vanguard answered.
"Oh, don't be a fool," Nightcanter said. "These drill heads thought that she was just showing off. Your whipping partner was looking to improve herself through experience. She'll be better prepared for that trick the next time, and she'll thank me for it as soon as she stops looking so shocked over there."
With that, Nightcanter shifted her attention towards Applejack.
"And another one," she said. "Have you turned all these chosen into your harem, Vanguard?"
Vanguard didn't grace the question with an answer.
"So what do you think of Twilight Sparkle?"
he asked instead.
"Dangerous," Nightcanter replied, her face suddenly serious. "She's accumulating too much power too quickly for the time she spent out here. Apparently, some pony pulled a few strings to give her access to a bunch of advanced spellbooks."
"She has the talent for it,"
Vanguard said.
"I'm not doubting the talent, but you're being far too trusting of your new whipping partner, Vanguard. If she burns out, the flames will take out more than just her."
"Her heart's in the right place, and I am watching out for her."
"You'll forgive me if I'm not very assured. Pyre Valor is still out there, remember?"
Vanguard didn't answer, and Nightcanter went on her way.
"What was she talking about?" Applejack asked once Nightcanter was a good distance away. "What did she mean by Twilight burning herself out?"
"The two of you should get back to your platoon,"
Vanguard said.
"If you stay here much longer, it'll be the whipping post for the both of you."
Applejack stayed there for a while, still waiting for a proper answer from Vanguard. Too Cold grabbed her by the harness and started dragging her away.
"He's right," he said. "We're in enough trouble as it is."
As she let Too Cold drag her away, Applejack glanced back one last time towards Twilight. To her concern, her friend was smiling. It was a smile of triumph, despite losing. And, try as she might, Applejack couldn't bring herself to be happy for her friend. Night had fallen upon the barrier lands once again. While most of the Legionnaires active during the day had turned in for some rest, the ponies of medical remained wide awake. Dr. Redbrand had ordered every pony under his command to stay awake and alert, with the Pegasi of reconnaissance making their first raid on the Wolven Army. There will be injured once the mission was over, and every available hoof was needed to attend to them. Among those ponies was Fluttershy. Unlike some of her fellow recruits, who grumbled over lost sleep and extra work, she needed no incentive to stay up and ready to help. Rainbow Dash was a member of Flight Dreadwing, one of the flights assigned to take part in the raid, and she was worried that her friend might come back injured. She had been there just as the two flights were taking off, so she could wish Rainbow good luck. She even tried cheering, but worry turned her already feeble voice into a half-dead mouse's squeak. In response, Rainbow had looked at her with mostly indifference and a slight hint of embarrassment. Tense hours passed as Fluttershy waited for Flight Dreadwing to return from the raid. From her post, she could hear distant howls and the sounds of battle. Eventually, those sounds died down, and she saw the glow of firelight coming from where Flight Dreadwing and Flight Stormdawn had headed to. Throughout the waiting, a scene kept replaying in her mind. Two Pegasus ponies flying a nearly dead Rainbow to the ward. Her trying everything to save her friend. Redbrand offering his flask to Rainbow, before closing her eyes for her. All of her friends lamenting the loss. Finally, Fluttershy heard the sounds of wings flapping, followed by the sight of Pegasi landing nearby.
"Don't just stand there waiting for the injured to be brought back to you," Redbrand barked. "Get over there and help!"
The medics swung into action. The two flights had suffered plenty of bolter-related injuries. One particularly injured pony had lost an eye, while another had a crumpled wing. Fluttershy took care of every injured pony that came her way, while keeping an eye out for Rainbow Dash.
"Hey, Fluttershy! Over here!"
Rainbow's voice caught Fluttershy by surprise, causing her to tighten her current patient's bandages a little too hard. Ignoring the angry yelp from the injured pony, she looked towards the sound of the call and found Rainbow and Scarlet walking towards her. To her horror, Rainbow had a large gash that ran from the left side of her snout to her upper lip. Her leather chamberon had been torn around the area. Her right foreleg also sported a vicious claw mark that was still bleeding. In addition to those wounds, she also had several abrasions all around her body. Despite her wounds, Rainbow was grinning from ear to ear.
"Rainbow!"
Fluttershy cried in panic.
"You're hurt! What happened?"
"This idiot got clipped in the wing and then took a tumble," Scarlet said laughingly. "You should have seen her jumping around like a mad pony while the wolven were running after a rainbow-marked flank."
Scarlet was so busy laughing that he didn't notice Fluttershy's angry glare. She focused her attention on Rainbow instead, forcing Scarlet Rabbit to her periphery.
"How about your wing?"
she asked as she grabbed the disinfectant.
"Can you still fly?"
"I'm fine,"
Rainbow replied flippantly. She raised the wing in question, revealing a small wound just around the tip.
"It's just a bunch of scratches. You should have seen me, Fluttershy. I was awesome! No panicky random flying like the other day. I was a lean, mean, wolven shooting machine."
With that, she poked Scarlet with a hoof.
"I got 7. You owe me a drink, Scarlet."
"I gotcha," Scarlet said with a grin. "We should celebrate your first successful raid anyway. You better hold your liquor, though. I'm not paying for pony puke." "On second thought, I might, if it comes out rainbow-colored." Rainbow Dash laughed in response, while Fluttershy gazed at her warily. She had seen Rainbow laugh plenty of times, but the sounds coming out of her friend's mouth sounded so different. The sound reminded her of a bear's angry growl, or a snake's warning hiss, an ominous and dangerous sound. Something was terribly wrong here. The merriment from the two of them disturbed her and took away any relief she felt over Rainbow being safe at the end of her raid. Her eyebrows furrowed as she focused her attention on Scarlet Rabbit. It was him. He was doing something to Rainbow Dash. She didn't know what or how, but it had to be something he was doing.
"You should get some rest,"
she told Rainbow Dash.
"Are you kidding?"
Rainbow asked incredulously.
"Scarlet's buying me drinks. I'm not resting yet."
"But you've never drank a drop in your life."
"Well, tonight sounds like a good time to start. You okay, Fluttershy?"
I'll be fine."
Fluttershy finished the last of the bandaging.
"Okay, then. Thanks for patching me up. Let's get those drinks, Scarlet."
The two Pegasi trotted out of the ward merrily, leaving behind a very concerned Fluttershy.